As we await word of a troop buildup in Afghanistan, some Marines are returning from war. Every day, hundreds of members of the 2nd Battalion, 8th Marine Regiment arrive back in the U.S. They cram into buses headed for Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. It's a bittersweet homecoming. 13 in the battalion died in Afghanistan. NPR has been following the 2-8 throughout their deployment. Back in May, we met Lance Corporal Josh Apsey and his family as he was preparing to ship out. The other day, Catherine Welch of member station WHQR was with Apsey's parents as they welcomed him home.
Josh Apsey turned 19 during the deployment. His father, Tom, knows the boy he sent to war will return a combat veteran.
And I know I'm going to be welcoming back instead of my little boy that got on that bus. He's my young man, my hero that I'm extremely proud of. So I just can't wait.
But he has to wait. The buses have been delayed. Tom and his wife, Vicky, have been here for hours. It hasn't dampened their spirits.
We are very ecstatic, excited, anxious.
I can't believe it's almost here.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting.
The afternoon turns to night, and still no Marines, but their bags arrive.
Be careful in there.
The Apseys comb through the sea of olive-green duffel bags.
We found two so far. Johnson, Baker, definitely not alphabetical.
They grab their son's bag and go back to wait for the buses. They're standing exactly where they waited to send Josh off 6 months ago, but they're in a very different place.
We were talking the other day that we actually feel like we've kind of aged during this process.
I know I have a few more wrinkles and a little bit more gray hair, and I put on a little bit of extra weight. I'm just like, gosh, you know, we've earned that, I guess, as parents, you know, really being concerned for our son.
And finally, after a five-hour delay, the buses start pulling up. It's chaos. Everyone storms the buses. Across the crowd, the Apseys find their son, grab him, and give him a hug. It's a scene that plays out again and again that night. On another day, there's another homecoming, more families waiting for their moment.
It's exciting, isn't it? Yeah, it's giddy, you know, and it's really the fun time.
That's Jim Diepenbrock. He's the parent coordinator, and he spent this deployment taking care of the parents of this battalion, keeping them informed, even attending funerals. He's been divided all these months between worrying about his own son, Darren, and worrying about everybody else.
Maybe I'll be totally Darren's dad when all the companies come in and I see all the families with their Marines and their sailors.
But not every family is going to see their Marine. The unit coming home on this day was the hardest hit, and two families of Marines who died are here. There's something about watching the doors close and the buses leave. Steve Posey's one of them. He's wearing a button with a photo of his son, Lance Corporal Gregory Posey. He was 22 years old when he died in July. His dad remembers him as a lovable prankster.
He would loan out anything, sometimes even if it didn't belong to him. He had a good heart.
Posey's son loved being a Marine. That's why the family's here.
We had planned on being here. We're sticking to our plan.
He fights back tears.
These guys meant a lot to us. So, we're here for them.
Diepenbrock's been checking in on the Poseys all night. There's nothing he can do for them now. And finally, after hours of waiting, the buses start rolling in. Families rush to meet them, but the Posey family stays right where they are, huddled, sobbing.
This has to be so tough for them.
Diepenbrock glances back, worried for the Poseys, but he has to go. He crosses the street to join his wife and greet his son.
Here we go.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Good to see you guys.
Oh, man. Good to see you.
Yeah.
The Diepenbrocks hug and start catching up.
We got delayed. Ridiculously. Everybody's just like, let us go home, please.
Now they are home, most of them. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.